There are dozens of customers waiting in line at the local branch of an international bank. Customers withdrawing cash carry it in bags because the large amount of money required will not fit in any wallet. Chris Adefio is a businessman who traveled 2 hours into town, accompanied by a security officer, to deposit the equivalent of $27,000. He is carrying the money in a large nylon sack, the size of a medium suitcase, which he drags along the floor as he moves forward in the line. Adefio says he has been waiting for over an hour. Eventually, he makes it to the cashier and the counting starts. It takes another hour before the transaction is completed, and Adefio is clearly frustrated.
We wasted about 2 hours or so here. It's because of the amount of money involved.
This customer, Okai, says he uses the ATM machine, but the fees pile up because it's necessary to make multiple withdrawals to get enough cash.
The minimum I take is the maximum allowed by the bank. That's 2 million cedis, the daily transaction. The process they have over here, you'd have to do it 3 times to get to the 2 million. And each transaction, they charge you for it. You know, so it's like a way of skimming from us customers. That's the way I see it.
Last week, Ghana's government announced plans to revalue the cedi by knocking off 4 zeros. Okai says he likes the idea, but says the government should focus on moving the economy towards electronic transactions so it is less reliant on cash.
Well, it's good if I don't have to carry large sums of money on my person, but I would rather prefer they focus on, you know, automating, you know, transaction payments and so on, using credit cards and other debit cards for payment, making that very pervasive in the society.
Analyst Joseph Abe heads the Center for Policy Analysis in Ghana. He says one of the biggest problems Ghana's economy faces is the cost of doing business. He says there are gains to be made if the currency is revalued.
You can do your business a lot faster if these efficiency gains, because we reduce transaction time, if these efficiency gains can be translated into productivity, then this can itself place on the economy of Ghana great benefits.
According to Abe, the cedi was a little stronger than the US dollar when it was issued some 40 years ago. Today, $1 brings 9,500 cedis, one of the worst exchange rates to the dollar on the African continent. Abe attributes the situation to government overspending and mismanagement over the years.
If you are a sovereign country and you have power to just print the money and use it, then you find that you have just diluted the currency, and that is what has happened.
From July next year, new cedi notes called Ghana cedi and coins called Peswa will be in circulation. One new Ghana cedi will be equivalent to 10,000 of the current cedis. This will be the third time in the country's history that the currency has been revalued. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。